This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Today we welcome back Luke Dowler.
Oh, my daddy was a good man. He always did his best. From the day he stole my mama's heart away from the Midwest. Oh, my daddy was a good man. He let his beggars play. That's how I fell in love.
This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to be welcoming back today Luke Dowler. How are you doing, Luke?
I'm doing great. I really appreciate being on this program again.
Yeah, it's great to have you back on the program again. And Luke and I are communicating by phone through some modern technologies. So it will perhaps not sound like we're communicating by phone, but we are indeed communicating by phone. And Luke is calling in from, it's up kind of between Whitefish and Kalispell in the Flathead Valley up in northwestern Montana.
Yeah, kind of lives smack dab in the middle.
Yeah, okay. LukeDowler.com is the name of Luke's website. Great website, very well set up with all kinds of samplings that you can check out to see what Luke is doing. South is his most recent recording, and that was released here in September of 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just a few weeks ago, six or eight, somewhere in there.
All right. Well, great. one of the things that struck me when I went back and looked at your bio, I like this quote from iTunes, and I don't know how you got this quote, but a scrappy tunesmith with a defiant edge. So the fact that you're using that, I'm just kind of curious, like, how do you see that in terms of what you're doing as a songwriter, singer, multi-instrumentalist, and producer?
Well, you know, that was one of the records that I was kind of proud that iTunes officially reviewed one of my records a while back. And, you know, as an independent artist, kind of the DIY, just going for it and doing it yourself, it's not an easy thing to kind of get that kind of notice. And so that line stuck out to me. I guess I was like, yeah, you know, those guys get me. And I think the reason why I appreciated that is, you know, I mean, being in Montana as a songwriter and somebody, you know, pursuing and who has pursued doing it in a professional capacity in a way that, you know, you can support your family. It's an uphill battle, and it's an uphill battle for any songwriter, really. And then choosing to do it in Montana, though, or in kind of a sparse, wild area, makes it, you know, especially interesting. And so there's always been a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, like, you know, and they picked up on it. And so I was kind of like, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, that harkens back directly to some stuff that we talked about the first time you were on the program. You were back on the program in 2014, and you talked about the fact that you realized you were a rebel, had a rebel side when you determined that you were not afraid to do your CD release show in a barn in the winter. And, you know, consequences be damned. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to do. And I have no fear for that.
Well, it's better than being, you know, than the alternate is being naive and ignorant, you know. So as a rebel, you're doing it on purpose. The barn story, I think that might be a little bit of a revisionist, because at the time I just moved and had no idea that February was not a time to be out in a barn playing music. You know, I was living in Japan at the time before I moved here.
You never loved me from the start. You wanted a ring, but not my heart. Rush to the finish line, it works. You never loved me from the start. You never loved. Why don't you just stay? Came with one foot.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and I'm speaking today with Luke Dowler. Now, just to review for some of our listeners, in case they missed that first show, just a couple of real quick background things. You were born in Montana, but grew up kind of all over the country and all over the world before you came back to Montana. And you've released a number of recordings in the last several years. You're quite prolific. And the most recent recording is South. So let's just dig into this and let's just talk about this recording. And you know, one of the things I noticed right off the top is, again, it sounds like you're playing most of the instruments. I may be wrong about that, but you certainly have the talent to do that. And the production, again, is first rate. The songs are first rate. They're very distinct. But let's just maybe talk about how this project came about.
Yeah, well, this project is the third out of a four-part series called the Compass Projects, and I've released West, North, and now South. So East is coming. So this one was always kind of on the docket as a concept to do something that was for me more just kind of earthy rock and roll, a little more. You know, I wouldn't consider it necessarily Americana, but it is for me and my kind of musical gene pool. And so it was sort of that concept of wanting to do something that was more acoustic and earthy, and then also more kind of down in the dirt, relational kind of songs, just that the stuff that kind of happens in day-to-day life. And those and the relationships that we have and drawn from personal influences and then also just that kind of songwriter pulling it out of the air. But I just kind of hit it and you know, all the guitars, keyboards, pianos, just go for it and just kind of follow where it leads musically in the moment. And I get a kick out of it. I love playing with other musicians, and I think in a perfect world that would actually be the way that I'd rather be recording instead of kind of playing everything myself. But for the purpose of timing and working quicker, and also being in Montana, a lot of the musicians I play with are very spread out, so it just sort of happened that way. I really wanted to follow these songs and kind of hear what I was hearing in my head kind of come back at me through the speakers.
It's so simple and I'm still trying to figure it out. It's so sweet, I can hardly stand the taste in my mouth. So it hits me like a tonic bomb, like in a Hemingway romance. I'll try my best to hang on in an old-fashioned slow dance. You are the only thing I know for sure. I'm a best to hang on in an old fashioned soul dance. You are the only thing I know for sure. Only thing I know for sure. You are the only thing I know for sure. Only thing I know for sure. You are the only. I know for
Luke, we wanted to talk about one tune in particular, Everything's Gonna Work Out Fine. And there's a great story that goes behind this song. So why don't you go ahead and share that with listeners?
Well, you know, it's a real kind of personal moment that kind of blossomed into a song. I had been planning on releasing this album, to be honest, a couple years ago. Long story short, I ended up kind of injuring myself on the road, just the wear and tear of the road and gear in and out and long drives and everything essentially left me with a lot of pain and the debilitating leg use. So I was losing feeling in my leg, lost quite a bit of feeling, and the use of my legs was kind of getting less and less and less. And it actually ended up taking me off the road, and I had to put a pin in this album. And it got to the point where I didn't think that I was going to be making music anymore. It was a decision that was out of my hands. It was my hand was forced, essentially. And so in that process, I spent a good year and a half in and out of different doctor's offices and different tests and trying to figure out, you know, what was going on and where the problem was and can it be fixed or is it permanent? Finally wound up in a different town and with a new doctor who, after a couple minutes of seeing my charts, came back and said, I see the problem and I can help. And on the way back, driving home, that line, Everything's Gonna Work Out Fine, and a couple of the lyrics in the chorus, it's gonna take work, it's gonna take, you know, it's gonna take hard work, it's gonna take time. And that song just came together in about 24 hours, just kind of from that point. So kind of, you know, which is something that I find actually happens as a songwriter. There are those songs that you sit with for years sometimes, and they just don't finish. They just can't find that resolve. Mm-hmm. But then there's those songs that come usually after like an emotional experience, because they come together in just moments. And usually it's because the song is already there because you've experienced it. It's sort of the resolve to this emotional kind of experience. And it's been a favorite, of mine to be performing, because I did end up seeing the doctor and ended up getting head and shoulders above and better from where I was. I was able to walk, was able to perform, was able to get back on the road. Even this summer, it was my first kind of jaunt back on the road, which has been really, really, really satisfying.
I've always been about my father's business, whether I know it or not. I spend a lot of time resisting gravity of love. I'm not strong enough. Science of attraction is wild. Most times it makes no sense. We were thrown into a fiery orbit. Oh, now we're just trying to catch our breath. It's gonna take work, hard work. Oh, it's gonna take time. It's gonna take a little longer than we thought it would. Everything's gonna work out fine. Everything's gonna work out fine. I heard the preacher talk about it. He said life shouldn't have highs or lows. Said there's somewhere in the middle now. It's the only way to go. Well, I don't agree now, baby. 'Cause if you're gonna fly high, sometimes you're gonna feel low.
That's just the nature chasing something bigger, babe. Without risk, you never get no reward. It's gonna take work, hard work. It's gonna take time. That we fall down. Oh, we can't live like we're falling. Everything, everything's gonna work out fine. We gotta pick up all the pieces that we know of. Oh, sometimes things get broken. Everything, everything's gonna work out fine. We gotta pick up from the places that we fall down. Oh, we can't live like we're falling. It's everything, everything gonna work out.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight, and I'm speaking today with Luke Dowler, calling us from the Flathead Valley in northwestern Montana. Luke, I wanted to ask you about For God's Sake. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, that was a song that was inspired. I was reading a few years ago, I was reading this article on this inmate down in the South in prison. He was on death row, and he had been requesting a retrial. Based on the DNA evidence, which they didn't have at the time of his conviction, any way of testing DNA. But of course, we know after multiple celebrity trials and network television shows that DNA is a primary factor. And so he was trying to get this retrial because he said, look, DNA evidence is going to prove, like, you've collected all this evidence. It's not mine. It's going to prove that it's not, that I wasn't there. And was being refused. He wasn't getting, wasn't being heard. And so that just sparked this idea in me about how sometimes these systems that we put in place to protect us actually end up kind of creating this result that wasn't intended. You know, this justice system that we have, or maybe this religious system, or just these things that we put and kind of we build to help us and to protect us. They can sometimes be the bearer of not so good things. And so it's definitely based off of, that one story and a few other just kind of thoughts along that idea.
For God's sake, don't kill for me. Before it's too late, don't kill for me. Sometimes a skeleton cries out for blood. The law becomes a higher gun, collects at any cost. Sometimes the evidence needs its own defense. I'm causing any loss. Please don't aggravate. With your pound of flesh, for God's sake, for God's sake, don't kill for me. Before it's too late, don't kill for me.
set you free. The massacre, the meek, in terms of Holy Ghost, in a whipping post, I need a change of bow.
LukeDowler.com is the name of the website where you can go and find out more of what's going on with Luke, his storytelling, which you are an excellent storyteller and a terrific musician, and really admire your production and just how you put your work together and how you put it out for audiences. Great stuff as always. South is the most recent recording and part of a four-part project, sounds like, already released. Yeah. West and North. And now South and East yet to come. So we can look forward to that. And again, great to talk shop with you again, Luke, and find out what you're up to. And we look forward to getting a chance to speak with you again down the road.
Oh, yeah. I love chatting with you, and it's great to be back on the program. I really appreciate you having me. And yeah, anytime.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Luke Dowler. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.